What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security. Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and encourages you to change your core beliefs to make your life better. If you are ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Wamsley.
Welcome to Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Wamsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, my friends, I wanted today to go to the email bag and pull out the emails and go through questions that people bring up and points they'd like to make and so forth. But before we get to that today, I woke up to another interesting and devastating news account of what's going on out there in the world. And it reminded me of a concept that I've been trying to present to people now for 25 years. And I could probably introduce you to 1,000, maybe 5,000, maybe even 10,000 people that have listened to this concept, changed the way they thought about the world, and then flipped their entire belief system and or actions that they took from that point further. And it has to do with investing in the stock market. See, I believe investing in the stock market is speculating. It's no different than going down and trying to buy a lotto ticket. And as you know, right now, the lotto is at $800 million, might even hit $1 billion this year. But the odds of winning that are like next to nothing. They're 292 million to one, which is practically zero. Of course, you say one person will win. Yes, one will win, but 292 million other people will lose. And yet 292 million people see it as being worth risking throwing away money to gamble on the future. Now, the sad part is those 292 million people are the very same 292 million people or more that are gambling on their retirement by buying things that they hope will go up in value. The basic concept is, I'm going to buy something. It's called a greater fool theory. I'm going to buy something, piece of paper, and somehow in the future it's going to be worth more because some idiot's going to be willing to pay me more for it than what I paid for it. It doesn't matter whether it's a deed to a house or a stock market deed, you know, a bond or whatever it is, you're buying something, hoping that it goes up in the future, right? And so this reality is hard for people to see that it's actually gambling. But I want to take it one step further today. I want to present the idea that it's not just gambling, but it's actually a sickness. It's a sickness that is akin to abuse, self-abuse, the willingness to allow yourself to be abused, sadomasochism, in some form or fashion. You say, Del, now you've really gone out there. All right, here's what I want you to do. I want you, first of all, to listen to this statement that was made on CNN today. This came off of the CNN webpage. It says, the global market freaks out for 2016, and it just got worse. The Dow dropped 392 points on Thursday. The wave of selling has knocked the Dow down 911 points or more than 5% already this year. This is the worst four-day percentage loss to start a year on record ever, according to FactSet. Stats that go back to 1897. Both the Dow and the NASDAQ officially closed on Thursday in a correction, signaling the first 10% drop from the previous highs since last summer. This has all the earmarks of the beginning of a significant stock market correction. Many would argue it's the beginning of a bear market. All of this raises fears amongst some, like the billionaire George Soros, that this could be the repeat of the 2008 financial crisis. All right? So here we sit with this looming devastation. And I don't even believe, you know, it doesn't even matter to me. I'm not saying this is going to be a stock market crash, this is going to be a rout. That's not even the part that I think is important. What I think is important is the concept of the sickness called the investment trap. The investment trap concept is basically that as you lose money in investments, you feel like you can't get out of those investments because you have to wait until those investments come back. And because of your unwillingness to get out, you'll follow a fall all the way to the bottom. And then when it gets to the bottom, either you get out when stocks are the lowest instead of when you could have got out at the top and taken a small loss, you get out at the bottom because you're so devastated you can't afford to lose the last of what you have. That last little bit of loss would be your entire life savings. Or the stock market bounces 5% and you go, whoa, there it is. I'm back in again. It's headed back up. And so you stay. Now, it's impossible for you, as a normal human being, being taught what you've been taught your entire life, to not see the sickness in that. So what I'm going to do is something that I know that many of you are going to want to turn your radio off and not listen to, because it's going to be so devastating and so painful and so inappropriate that you're going to say that it's just way too outside of your comfort zone to be listened to. And I understand that. And if you want, pick back up to the next segment and you'll miss out on this interesting piece. But I want you to think about this as if you're a woman who has married a man who has said he will take care of her. Now, if you're a man, so you can relate, I want you to think about this being your daughter. And your daughter comes to you and says, I've met this guy, and I think he's going to be my future. He tells me he's going to produce for me. He has grand allure. He sounds simple, like I won't have to do anything, because he's going to take care of everything. And then your other daughter meets a man who's more like a real estate investment. He says, look, I'm not glamorous, but I will produce a monthly dividend into this relationship every single month. I will be there, I will be steady, and I will be solid. I will not be all over the place. And year after year, I will grow in potential and grow in the return that I produce into this relationship. You will become closer to me and love me more. Our family will grow stronger and dearer as the future goes on. But your other daughter doesn't want that kind of security. The other daughter wants the exuberance of gambling. And so she gets in with this guy and she marries him. And we'll call this guy the stock market. And day in and day out, they have good days and they have fighting days. There's good days when he comes home and is excitable and happy. Then there's the very next day he comes home depressed and unhappy and demanding. And when you talk to your two daughters, one daughter is very happy because her life is stable. She can count on her husband. She can count on how he's going to relate to the kids. She can count on how he's going to produce each month for income. But the other daughter, she is showing a glaring smile that you know is fake. It's covering the pain of the day-to-day agitation that goes on with being the wife of a gambler. That goes up, goes down, goes up, goes down. But one day, the husband comes home, and he beats the living snot out of your daughter. Just whacks her. How much? How about 911 punches in the face? Not the little occasional slap here and there that he gives her whenever he comes home upset or drunk, but this time he comes home and knocks the living 911 punches worth of snot out of her. And at this point, you tell her, you've got to get out of this relationship. You've got to get out before you lose everything. And her answer is, no, I can't. It's our marriage. It's our family. It's our kids. It's my husband. And I know that this was just a one-time thing. He didn't really mean it. In the long run, it's going to be good. And I've got to stick with him. And there you are in the stock market after a 911-point smash. Your daughter would do it. You would think she's insane. But you do it. You think it's normal. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be back with more life-changing perspectives in just a few minutes.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has taken people by the hand and taught them how to invest in real estate for over 24 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won local, state, and national investor of the year awards 9 of the last 9 years. It's easy to see why Personal Real Estate Investor magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to getmymapnow.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Wondering who the free workshop is for? We've been amazingly successful with people who are pressed for time. Doctors, lawyers, small business owners, and corporate professionals who are grinding their lives away for earned income and don't realize they can start creating passive income today within the confines of their schedules and commitments. Want to get started now? Go to mypassiveincomeworkshop.com. That's mypassiveincomeworkshop.com.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold. Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing the fact that many, many people in our society are willing to let the stock market beat them like a rag doll over and over and over again. And I'm trying to create a metaphor for you so that you can take it outside of yourself and see if you saw this happening to your family members, would you not be opposed to it? Would you not be just totally shocked that somebody could be so stupid as to allow the same thing to beat them up over and over and over again? So I pose the concept that you got two daughters. One daughter has married a real estate investor that has constant reoccurring income, who has a solid, stable life, who comes home every night happy, maybe tired, but always happy, never upset, because he doesn't have the volatility in his life to bring it home and knock the living snot out of your daughter. Because he doesn't need to knock the snot out of his daughter, because the world's not knocking the snot out of him. And so each year he buys more real estate, his income increases, it's stable, doesn't go up and down, doesn't go sideways, and his life and his wife's life just get better. They raise an incredible family and things are good. But now the wife of a gambler. And here we are, the first couple of years of the thing, you know, there's little problems, and the little problems get to be worse problems, but there's always that one big loss where the guy comes home and he just beats the living snot out of his wife. And I say, you know, like 911-point drop in the stock market. That's kicking the living snot out of you. And yet, you would tell your daughter to leave that guy, and she wouldn't leave him. For whatever reason, she's in a psychological trap that says, to get out of this relationship would be to admit failure in my life as a human being. I can't admit failure to my parents. I can't admit failure to my spouse. I can't admit failure to my kids. And so there you sit, my friend, stuck in the stock market for the rest of your life, watching it go up and down and up and down on a daily basis, beating the living crap out of you. And then one day, it just comes in and knocks the living snot out of you. Now, how often does it do that to you? Is it once a year? Once every 6 months? How often? How many times could you allow your daughter to have the husband come home and beat the living snot out of her? Now I ask you a question. How many times can you let the stock market kick the living snot out of you? When will you wake up and realize that there are investments that are stable, that grow, that produce regular, reoccurring income, that don't go months and months and months and years of up and down and up and down, but pay you no dividends? Think about this. The gambling husband never even brings home a paycheck because the stock market doesn't pay you monthly dividends. Your 401k doesn't send a check home with you each month. It actually sucks money out of your livelihood. So let's take it one step further. Here you are. She's got this husband. She works like a dog. To put food on the table, he comes home and depletes the company, the family's cash, to go gamble some more. To put more money into his gambling, figuring that if I throw enough good money after bad, something is going to have to stick. There's going to have to be the day that I win the lotto. Yes, I'm only going to fail 292 million times. Does not your family see what's going on? Or maybe you don't even let them. Maybe you have no idea at all. I ate dinner with people last night that just bought a franchise. Nice people. Had good jobs, which I would assume that means that they're semi-intelligent people. I don't know them long enough as friends to really get to understand the depth of their intelligence. But they seem like nice people. And as I talked to them about this franchise, you could see that it already started to tear them apart. They already had fights about how this business should be run. And, you know, the husband was kind of the jovial guy. He didn't want to really admit that it was any challenges, but the wife, she's going, hey, I'm the one in there fighting this battle. I'm the one in there that's going through this stress. And you're just Mr. Jovial that just doesn't really care, like, ha, 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 this is good, I like this. And they're doing many, many things wrong. I was going to say almost everything, but I don't even know everything because I've only talked to them about this one time. But talking with them about it, they didn't know what their costs were. In fact, what was interesting was they didn't even know what their profit was. What was also interesting was they didn't even pay themselves a salary, yet she was admitting she worked all day long every day. Now, he was saying, I love this because I don't have to work every day all day long because he doesn't do anything because she's doing all the work. But she's doing all the work and doesn't take a salary. So if you don't take a salary, you don't know what your profit is, what are you doing? What is it all about if you don't have regular, reoccurring income? And I asked Lita, I said, why don't you pay yourself a salary? Because if you didn't do that work, if you paid somebody to do that work, then your company would lose money. So did you really buy a franchise? Did you really buy a business? Or did you really buy a job? I think they bought a job. And when we discussed what it cost to buy that job, it was quite a bit. With the amount of money that they spent to buy a job, they could have bought an investment that would put out a tremendous amount of income for them without them working in the business. Yet in this business, this franchise, it's considered appropriate to work in the business. So I asked them, why did the franchisor sell it? Is it a master franchise? And they said, no, it's just somebody that owned a business who had seven of these franchises and got tired. Got tired because the owner was old. Because the owner's old, they had to get up every day at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and go to work to make sure this company, this business survived. And they themselves realized, hey, I got to get out of this because I have seven jobs. Now that person's down to three or four of these places and cut that workload in half. But still, you understand that sold this to these people, not explaining to them that this was going to be a job. And these unsuspecting individuals now own a job that they're not even taking home a paycheck from. When I spoke to the guy even further, he said, yeah, I'm still going to have to work on my other job. I just realized it. I won't have to work as much as I used to work. But I will have to work. Well, I will suggest to you, if you're not paying yourself any money to run a company, you're going to have to work. Because once you wake up from the euphoria of thinking that you have an investment that makes sense, it's going to wake up one day and slap you in the face just like the stock market. And when it kicks you and slaps you and punches you and sends you home unhappy at night and miserable during the day, and you start to have problems between the husband and wife because you are having difficulties agreeing on how much pain is acceptable for how little results. Then one day you look back and you think, what would the father have said if he knew his daughter was going to marry a gambler? That's exactly the question. Now you, sir, as the father, what would you say about yourself? Are you that gambler? Are you that one that is living this up and down lifestyle so that the gamble comes out that when you're 60 years of age, you wake up one day and the stock market's down 40% and you lose 40% of your family's net worth in a flash? It's a question you're going to have to answer. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be back with more life-changing perspectives in just a few minutes.
Longtime Lifestyles member Curtis Haynes.
The real joy for me, looking back, is helping others. And I wouldn't be able to have done it without the support of Lifestyles. I just can't say thank you enough, Del, for that.
If we were to ask people if they could vote on the top 10 guys that help other people, you'd be one of them. There's no doubt about it.
You have this roadmap of all these success stories. I'm just one. I'm just one person out of 1,000 fantastic success stories that each and every person can learn from. That's my advice.
Take Curtis Haynes' advice. Come meet the like-minded, successful investors who are helping others just like Dell helped him. Attend the workshop. Get your map. Safely and quickly build wealth and passive income so you never have to worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Call 1-866-971-8970 or go to getmymapnow.com. That's getmymapnow.com and register for the workshop that will change your life. The largest wealth and passive income expo in the country is coming to Texas Saturday, February 6th. Join thousands of top investors and expert wealth educators. Pick from 60-plus topics: retirement, passive income, asset protection, tax-free income, finding, fixing, and funding single and multifamily investments. Get your path to retirement in just one day. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Gain one-on-one access to hundreds of industry experts, realtors, lenders, property and asset managers, apartment owners, real estate syndication, and trade professionals. Come shake hands with your retirement partner. Use promo code RADIO and get VIP access. Tickets to the expo are only $49. Use promo code RADIO and get $10 off. Bring a guest and get VIP seating. WealthandPassiveIncomeExpo.com, your path to retirement in just one day. WealthandPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Use promo code RADIO.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Biz Talk Radio. Welcome back. Now, more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. First segment, second segment, we talked about how people can be addicted to abuse, pretty much how their sadomasochistical type actions allow them to stay in a market that continues to beat them up and destroy their life, and they won't do anything about it. They can't do anything about it. Just like an abused wife will never leave her husband, a stock junkie will never leave his stock market. And I compared that to the concept of the security of being a long-term real estate holder. I want you to understand, there's guys out there that are buy and flip and buy and wholesale and all this kind of stuff. That's not what we do. We buy real estate. We own it. We hold it. We hold on to it for long periods of time, and it cash flows. We don't work in the business. We work on the business. We have employees that do the work. We don't do the work. And it's a completely different type of approach to a retirement plan. Owning a business is different than speculating on any other type of speculating, including real estate speculations, which you see people doing also. So now I want to read you an email that came in. The guy sent the email to introduce me to an article that's in Chronicle.com. business section, where it's talking about the total value of real estate today is higher than it has ever been. Now, to me, that's just totally an inconsequential fact. Does that do you any good? No. Does that do me any good? No. Does hoping that the value of real estate go up do me any good? No. If it does go up, does that benefit me? Might. If I happen to be selling at the moment it's going up. If it goes down, does that hurt me? No, because I don't intend to sell. I'm living off the cash flow. So all of that stuff's irrelevant. What's relevant is, did I buy it cheap enough that with the arrangement of the transaction, I'm able to make cash flow that will continue off into the future? Will the cash flow fluctuate? Yes, because the availability of occupancies can fluctuate anywhere from 90 to 95%. And sometimes it can go lower for people that don't know what they're doing, or lower in areas that totally get devastated. It could happen. But it has to drop quite a bit because we don't have loans any higher than 75%. So you'd have to lose 25% before you'd even be down to a value that's less than your loan. And even then, you're not going to sell it. You're going to keep it for the cash flow. So that was, you know, the article they sent to me. And I, like I said, it just, again, total values don't mean that much to me. Market conditions don't mean that much to me. The only market condition that means that much to me is the one when the market crashes, which, by the way, is the happiest time of the market. Last time the market crashed, all the real estate I own rocked right on through it with cash flows that were unbelievable. And at the very same time, I was able to go in and buy stuff 50 cents on the dollar or cheaper, and I made out as a bandit during that period of time. So, hey, most of us real estate investors are praying that the stock market crashes and that the crash of the stock market then takes out all the real estate and everything goes down so we can keep buying stuff cheap again so we can get wealthier. Now, if you're in the stock market and all that happens, you're going to go broke. There it is. That's the way it works. So let me read the rest of this guy's email, though, because I think that says more than his introduction to the article. It says, I'm kicking ass with my real estate empire thanks to you and the rest of Lifestyles. I currently have 38 houses and will have a total of 40 in the next few weeks. LU's program is so easy. I'm amazed that there aren't more people doing it. I just did a cash out refi on four of my properties and pulled out over $220,000 tax free. Let me repeat that for you, folks. He pulled out $220,000 tax free. The awesome thing is that not only did I pull that cash out, but I now have lower interest rates. lower monthly payments and a higher cash flow than I had before. See, I screwed up at one point when I got my first few loans with the banks. I did not listen to you, and I got a 15-year loan, not a 30-year, as you mentioned. But, of course, me being a 1 year into the program, I guess I knew more than you and went on with the 15-year loans. I now fully understand why you suggested the 30-year note, and that's why I converted the first four of mine to 30-year notes. I took them out of mine and my wife's name, and now they're in all hers. Now I'm going to cash out 10 of my private lending loans at 10% and get a conventional loan for around 5%. So he went and refinanced out four houses, pulled out all this cash, went from 15-year mortgage to a 30-year mortgage and dropped his payments and now has more cash flow. Now, doesn't that make more sense? Think about it. Doesn't that make more sense to have more cash flow? And if you're worried about weathering a storm in the future, doesn't having more cash flow seem better than having less cash flow? All because you want to pay off a mortgage? But if you're trying to pay off this mortgage in a hurry, the Dave Ramsey style, what happens? All of a sudden cash flows go down and you've got a note twice the size of mine. Boom, you can't pay the note. Boom, you can't refinance because you're in the middle of a recession. You're a waste product. You're a waste product. Yes, that's what I said. And you're done. But I wasn't. The recession didn't hurt me or any of the thousands of people that listened to the plan and followed it perfectly. We don't over-leverage, and we definitely don't try to pay off early because that means the payments are too large and the cash flow is too little. You need massive cash flow to be able to stay in business. Guy ends with, keep up the great work, and really, sincerely, a huge thanks to you and Lifestyles Unlimited. Thank you very much. We appreciate that, sir, and I'm glad to see that you're doing well. Think about this, guys. 40 houses. The average cash flow nowadays is about $500 a house. You could say lower, you could say higher, whatever you want to say. But if it's $500 a house on 40 houses, what is that? My gosh, that's $1,000 to $20,000 a month. $20,000 a month. That's unbelievable. Now, I don't care how much money you have in the stock market. Let's just think about this for a second, guys. Let's say you have $1 million in the stock market. Is it paying you anything a month? Anything? No. Let's say you have money in your 401k, even $1 million. Is it paying you anything? No. Now, while this guy's got this $20,000 a month coming out of his cash flow, his property is still appreciating. His mortgages are paying down. So 30 years from now, the houses will be paid off by the tenants, not them. See, in your 401k, you've got money in there because you're sticking money in there. In our houses, our tenants are sticking money in there. Do you not see how really backwards your approach is? I hope in 2016 you'll listen to me enough times that I get under your skin and irritate the living bejeebies out of you till you'll go down and look into something different. If you don't like my program, go look at somebody else's program, but make sure it's not based on the something for nothing, instantaneously, gratificationally diseased idea of the greater fool, that there's going to be some idiot that's going to pay you more for it. That's not what this is about. This is about if you help enough other people in the world get what they want, you can have whatever you want. And what we're helping them get is clean, viable housing for a fair price, because in this day and age, owning a home is no longer the American dream. In this day and age, it is the dream of having fun and freedom, doing what you want, when you want, with whoever you want, and not being a slave to a home for the rest of your life. This leads the Generation Y people to realize, this leads old people now to realize that that dream of home ownership is no longer a prestigious point in view. It's no longer a prestigious point. The prestigious point now is, how much passive income do you have coming in a month? So Dave Ramsey says that in his show, he comes up with this statement, I probably butcher it, but it says something along the lines of, right now having a paid off home is more important status-wise than driving a BMW, right? Well, I'm saying, I'll tell you something even more important than having a paid off mortgage. How about having $20,000 a month coming in passively every single month, in which case you could afford that paid in full house and that paid in full BMW? But you can't if you're living just above broke. If you're just living a life of quiet desperation, getting along, funding something you call a retirement plan that doesn't pay you anything, that is not guaranteed to even be there if the stock market flips on you again. It's time to start seeing this stuff differently, folks. You really need to take 2016 and start looking at changing your belief system. Because it has to be the belief system that changes before everything else can. I got another little email right here that says, I want to wish you a happy year, new year. I just joined as a member, and I got my first rent house. It's earning me $425 a month. It is fantastic. Now that I've done one, I'm going to do two more. I want to thank you and your team. You've truly changed our lives forever. See, my friends, it's that simple. One, then three, then retirement. If you'd like to get into this conversation, our number is 877-655-6755. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be back with more life-changing perspectives in just a few minutes.
Did you know that every dollar you put into a piece of real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate doubles in value about every 10 years. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. We pay almost no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. These are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how, attend one of our free workshops. Call 1-866-971-8970 or go to getmymapnow.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or getmymapnow.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing the concept of why would you have your daughter marry a volatile, insane lunatic when she could marry a safe, secure, ever-growing, ever-prospering, safe husband like a real estate investment. Makes no sense to me, but I guess some people just like to live the gambler's life. Next email comes in. It says, can I invest in Texas if I live in South Carolina? The answer is not only yes. The answer is about 10,000 people worth of yes. We've been in business 25 years, and we teach people how to set up companies and set up businesses and to invest for themselves individually, which you could do. You could come into Texas yourself and buy yourself a portfolio of either single-family houses or apartment complex here in Texas and have a property management company run it for you, because remember, you don't want to run this thing. You don't want to work in it. You want to work on it. Secondly, you could come in and you could get trained on how to invest with others, and you could actually get with other people, and the group of you could create a company and invest here in Texas if you wish. And again, you don't have to work. Somebody else is going to do the work. There's going to be people hired and trained to do the work, because that's not what you're here for. You're not here to get yourself a job like the young couple I talked about earlier who had bought themselves a job. You don't want to buy yourself a job. That's your goal, not to buy yourself a job. So the answer is an emphatic yes, you could do it, and you could do it in many different ways. I've had seen successes now for many years from people investing from out of state. Now, when I first started, because we didn't know how to deal with out-of-state investing, we used to consult people, hey, buy stuff close to home. Well, that was back when we were still infancy. We're still baby entrepreneurs, believing that, you know, if you're going to own something, you have to go in and manage it yourself, which is completely not true. The next email is a rather long one, and this gentleman talks about the fact how he's gone out and raised $220,000. In fact, let me go ahead and share more of this than I thought I was going to share on it. It says, I've emailed you in the past few times, but not very recently due to the crazy work schedule of me traveling to Singapore regularly. I work in the oil industry, and we're looking at a huge downturn in our industry, which has me worried and leads me to email you. I have followed your guidance on selling my property and freeing up the cash and then using some of that cash to get into one of the latest acquisition deals. I didn't pull all of my funds into it because at the time I did not have a clear indication of my employer if he would be retained in the next year, if I would be retained in the next year and needed cash to fall back on, especially with twin newborns. My company has elected to continue my contract for me working rotations between Houston and Guyana in 2016. Since I have the cash in the bank, approximately $220,000, I've been trying to get some cash flowing properties to start retiring my wife and myself. However, virtually every single family property that has come through and have gone after has no equity on it if you take the list price and add in the repairs. And then it would be above the ARV, after repair value. How are members succeeding in investing and acquiring properties? My wife and I can't seem to get the single one. All right, so first of all, first part of this question is, there are very few deals anymore where you're buying equity. That'd be like going down to the stock market and say, I'd like to buy $100,000 worth of stock, but I'd like to pay $50,000 for it. That's buying equity. In other words, the second you buy the deal, you've made money. Well, that's an unusual event that occurs during certain market conditions, and that's not a market condition now. That doesn't mean these people are not buying properties that are good values, that have large cash flows. He goes on and says, we have met with the LUI mentors and been told to basically just to respond to blasts. That's what we've been doing to get someone. How do we find one of these deals? Again, the deals are not that way anymore. You're not going to find those. Next one goes on and says, I'm looking at going into multifamily as a lead and raising capital is not difficult. And he's found that it's not difficult. But we lack the net worth to back the loan. Our net worth is approximately $500,000. In addition to my wife and I both have full-time jobs to build our investment capital and support our family. How can we get into multifamily with these limitations? Well, there is no limitation. All right? There is no limitation at all because you could either buy a property small enough that your net worth would allow you to buy it. Or plan two, you could bring on an additional partner who has a net worth that could co-sign on the deal. Now remember, we can use non-recourse loans also, which means that no one's really signing away for any liability, but there's just more net worth there for the mortgage company to look to feel comfortable that you have the wherewithal to do the deal. So because you can bring on as many co-signers as you want, other investors in the deal, there's really no limitation to what you can do in practical sense. There is, because the bank doesn't want you to do too much your first time, but still, it's not going to stop you from being able to do what you want to do, so you can. The next email I got is from someone that owns his own businesses. I met him. He's one of our members. We spent some time with him. And he was talking about how he was having problems managing, again, because here's a gentleman that owned many businesses, and he was deeply involved in the management of the business. And it was taking his toll on him as far as enthusiasm and his ability and time to go out and do other things to build his wealth. And so, you know, I sat down with him. We had a discussion on how I don't manage my businesses myself. I have other people manage them. I set up the availabilities. I set up the negotiations. I set up the people involved. But then I let them do all the day-to-day activities. His email came back. A few months ago, I emailed you for advice on how to deal with employees. I did everything you said. I hired an HR person, got an assistant, and downloaded an application called Slack. I don't even know what it is, where I send all my memos and videos. Things are now much better in my life. Stress is way down. Staff is top-notch, and online five-star reviews started pouring in for my business. Thanks for all you do. See you February 5th and 6th for the expo in Houston. So you see, my friends, you don't have to work in your business to be successful. In fact, I found most times you're better off not working in your business because you have a clearer head, you see things from a clearer view, and you're able to hire the right people instead of the weak people that you usually hire when you try to be the boss. When you're the boss, they're all the weak people. When you're not the boss, somebody has to be the strong people. So my friends, let's stop that gambling. Let's get involved in a real business. And let's get out there in 2016 and change our lives. But remember, as we go through this, we're not doing it for the money. We're doing it for the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've ever been taught so that you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us every Monday through Friday. Can't get enough? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Click on the radio tab to listen to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Access past show podcasts and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Biz Talk Radio,